Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have in the lucky dip today. First question comes from Lynn. How does one wear medium value colours and neutrals if one is overall deep with a higher value contrast? Are medium values just out for us? Absolutely not. And in fact, I think as long as the medium value is a slightly dark, the darker end of the medium rather than the lighter end of the medium, it can work really well. This is where you could wear, I would do the medium value top, say, because, you know, maybe you've got an orange top, something like that. So as long as it's a dark orange rather than a light orange, and then unless it's a very light orange and it's going to be your value contrast, and then put it with a dark pant or skirt, something like that. But then you can just use an accessory to create that value contrast. Remember, we don't have to create the value contrast with the clothes, it can be with the accessories. So then have on some sort of necklace or scarf that's got some lightness in it that creates that value contrast. So value contrast just means the difference between the lightness and darkness of the colors you are wearing. That is what value means. It's just the light to dark. So it's kind of like, you know, from white to black, from light blue to dark blue, from, you know, lightest pink to darkest burgundy. That is basically the difference in value. So I would just say, you know, absolutely wear that. It could be a darker color with, you know, a kind of on the medium to dark color, and then put it with something else dark, and then yeah, just an accessory in something light. There is no reason why you don't have to wear it. So as long as it's not just kind of like, sometimes it's just some values that just don't work as well for you. But I'd say if it's a medium to dark value, then because of your naturally dark value, it's going to look better than if it's actually a light value right next to your face. It'll actually work better because it's more in line with your darker ideal value. Second question comes from Myra. How do I look more attractive and stylish and less frumpy? So what makes clothes frumpy? This is the question, isn't it? So part of it can be, is it old fashioned? Because sometimes when we hit old fashioned, it tends to look frumpy. So how long have you owned the item? If it's over 7 years, I would be looking at it and going into stores and seeing, can I, or going online, because these days, you know, we're all socially distanced, going online, going, can I buy something similar in the same sort of shape and style? If you can find nothing like what you have, maybe it's out of date, maybe it's out of fashion, and that is making you look frumpy. Number two is fit. Fit is often a really frequent reason why something looks frumpy. It's because it maybe it's too baggy or saggy, things like that. And so therefore it's not looking streamlined in any sort of way. So it could be maybe it needs an alteration, or if it's stretched out of shape, maybe it's time to let it go. But if you are wearing too baggy, that can make you look frumpy very easily. And this is also where we are thinking about putting items together. So this is what we call the principle of volume, that we don't want to have two voluminous garments at the same time. That if you've got one garment with volume, the other one needs to be more fitted. And very often when frumpy happens is when we have two voluminous garments at the same time. And now you might see some model who's wearing, but she's wearing a voluminous maxi skirt or a midi skirt, and then she's also wearing a great big sweater, and you go, she looks okay, but I bet you they've styled that sweater in a way that makes it work, where they're removing some of the volume. So maybe they've pushed the sleeves up in a certain way, maybe they've tucked it in, and you are never going to tuck because you've got the tummy and the model doesn't. So sometimes it's worthwhile looking at how they've styled it to go, well, the reason why she can wear it is because of that. Maybe that won't work so well on my body. So that is something to think about as well. So frumpy, you know, and it can just be because things are a bit, you know, like unrefined in some way or other. That would be the other thing that tends to make us look frumpy. And also too, hair and makeup makes the biggest difference. Grooming makes a massive difference to how you look and how put together you look. So it could be, you know, are you doing anything with your hair, or is it just wash and wear? And then it's not looking really stylish. Another thing is shoes. Shoes make a massive difference to the overall outfit. I notice myself, like, I'll take my dogs for a walk in the morning and I might be wearing the clothes I'm going to wear. So I might be wearing a pair of jeans and some sort of top. And it's all fine, but I'm wearing my sneakers because that's what I walk the dogs around the park in. And I look at the outfit and I feel frumpy until I change my shoes out of my sneakers into a shoe that is more refined. Even if it's a ballet flat, even if it's, it might still be a sneaker, but it's not like a running sneaker. It might be a smaller, more refined sneaker with a thinner sole. So sometimes looking at the shoe makes the biggest difference. So this is why so often you see, like, you go, oh, she looks gorgeous, but she's wearing these high heels. And of course, those high heels are part of the reason why, you know, like, it looks great in the photo. Maybe it's not so great for getting around in all day. That can be something that you go, it may not be comfortable, but it looks great in the photo and it makes the outfit work. And this is where it's finding those shoes that are a little bit more refined. And this is where sometimes, rather than a kind of thick, like, rubbery sole, of slightly finer sole can make a difference. Those things make a difference to frumpy. So I'd be looking at hair and makeup, general grooming, the principle of volume, your shoes, what shoes you're going with it, and also to things like accessorizing. Just sometimes a few accessories make a difference between kind of a boring, bland outfit and one that looks great as well. And of course, fit. If the clothes are too big or too baggy in some way, they will always look frumpy. And of course, if they're dated and out of style, that also will make you look frumpy. So there are a few things to think about as far as the issue with looking frumpy goes. Last question comes from Kinga. How to add the third piece or layer with style? So a third piece is some sort of extra garment or element, something that creates a bit of a hero element to your outfit. So if I'm wearing a pair of plain jeans and a plain top, what can I add in? What's that third piece? So it could be a fun colored jacket or something with a bit of structure. It could be a scarf with some pattern to it. It could be a necklace, like a feature necklace, like the one I've got on today. I mean, there's so many different sorts of third pieces you can put on. And I have written a bunch of blog posts about the third piece and layering with the third piece. But often what it does is it could be something that has some inbuilt texture. It's something that adds some interest and detail to your outfit, particularly if everything else is plain. Now, you can get away without a third piece if you're wearing, say, a patterned top or something that already has that interest and detail built in. So if you're someone who doesn't like, or it's too hot to add extra, this is where I look for pre-embellished garments. So if you just go, it's just too hot for me to ever do something, it's like, can you find something with some pre-embellishment around the neckline, some sort of interest or detail, or look for patterns, or something with an inbuilt texture, or some sort of element in the design that makes it more interesting in itself. But if you haven't got that, and this is where I find in winter, because I do lots of layers in winter, I need a lot of plain garments so I can layer them over each other without, you know, kind of things not working. Because if you've got a funny sleeve or whatever and I can't get it into a jacket, all those things kind of restrict you. So I find in summer, I look for garments that have got built-in detail in them so I don't need a third piece. In winter, then I can have the plainer garments, but then have, you know, interesting jackets, interesting scarves, interesting necklaces, all those sorts of things that add that interest and detail with that third piece. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas to think about as far as adding the third piece. And it depends on, you know, the season and your style and all those sorts of things. But they are great ways of kind of creating that kind of and bring your style together. So thank you for watching and thank you for sending me your questions. Please do keep sending me questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.